Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. April 5th, 1614.
Love and marriage.
American Indian Pocahontas married English colonist John Rolfe in Virginia. April 5th, 1923. You never heard a sound like a rubber band. Firestone Tire and Rubber Company of Akron, Ohio began the first regular production of balloon tires on April 5th, 1958. Johnny Mathis' album, Johnny's Greatest Hits on Columbia Records, made it to the pop music charts for the first time. The LP remained on the charts for a record 490 weeks, nearly 9.5 years. The record began its stay at number one on June 9, 1958, and stayed there for 3 weeks. Mathis studied opera from age 13 and earned a track and field scholarship at San Francisco State College. He was invited to Olympic tryouts and chose a singing career instead. April 5th, 1965.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Two very British but very different women were the cause of much celebration at the 37th Annual Academy Awards at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in Los Angeles. My Fair Lady and Mary Poppins vied for Best Picture. My Fair Lady was the winner, and its star, Rex Harrison, was voted Best Actor. Mary Poppins was not about to let Eliza Doolittle steal all her thunder.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Julie Andrews was awarded an Oscar for Best Actress for her title role. On April 5th, 1984... Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the Los Angeles Lakers used his patented 12-foot skyhook in the fourth quarter to become the all-time NBA regular season scoring leader this night. He broke the previous mark held by Wilt Chamberlain, who had 31,419 points. Kareem broke the scoring record on a pass play from Magic Johnson and with three Utah Jazz players guarding him. The Lakers won 129-115. April 5, 1985. Broadcasters banded together to play the single We Are the World at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stations in the United States were joined by hundreds of others around the world in a sign of unification for the African relief cause. On April 5, 1987... Calling it the first launching of a television network in almost 40 years, the Fox Broadcasting Company, under the direction of media and publishing baron Rupert Murdoch, started with two Sunday night offerings. Okay, who said one was The Simpsons?
Somebody screwed up bad.
Thanks, Bart. Actually, Married with Children and The Tracy Ullman Show were the beginnings of the Fox lineup. The number one record on this date in 1983 was... Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And that's Rewind for April 5th, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.